All right. Hey, good morning. We made it. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is the 1st of January, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope everyone is having a fantastic day so far. I hope you didn't wake up with any shame or regret, right? Hope you didn't wake up to the smell of burning bridges. Hopefully it was a good evening, a lot of great fun, not too much drama. I know we did not have any drama, thank gosh. Had the family over last night, got to hang out. It was really nice. Drama free, of course, and watched some football and just sort of hung out and pretty grateful. Came in this morning. It is Monday, right? I need to get back into the schedule here, but it is Monday. I had a client that needed to get their hair done, so I came in on New Year's Day and took care of it, right? It's one of the great things about, for me at least, being sober. I don't mean anybody that drinks can't get up on a Monday morning on New Year's Day and do a client's hair, but for me, you know, it's one of the things that I find to be a plus is that, you know, I don't mind getting up and doing someone's hair, right? And so came in and did that, and now I thought I would sit down and do a podcast. Looked at my phone this morning and had some negative comments from a gentleman. I think it's a gentleman. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry you're so upset. Right? I apologize that we've got you in such a way that you have come to the conclusion that you must reach out to me and tell me what a piece of garbage I am. I appreciate that. I actually thought about quitting doing this podcast because of these comments this morning. But then I had to remind myself, this is not a big podcast, right? I don't have a huge listening base, right? I just have a few people that listen to this podcast. It is, pretty low key in the podcast world. I won't be winning any podcasting awards. It's just sort of like a hobby that I enjoy doing. I like to play a little music. I like to share a little bit of my path, trying to stay sober and what it takes on a daily basis and some of the hiccups that I've had along the way. It all comes from the heart, right? This is all, I'm hoping it's positive. I don't want to slide into a negative place. You know, I don't want to get caught up in that stuff. But man, this guy this morning really gave it to me. And it's, you know, it was sort of unfortunate. And he's the only guy that seems to send bad comments. So once again, thank you. I appreciate you listening. But, you know, I said to him, if you're so upset about this, why do you even listen, right? If you have some good advice for me, give me some advice, right? Let me know. Instead of just pointing out what a piece of garbage I am, you know, just let me know. What can I do better, right? What can I do better that would get you to a point where you don't need to send, you know, shitty-ass comments to me? Great song, Pearl Jam, Red Mosquito. Oh, I hate that little ringing sound, that ding. Screwed that up. Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, you know, so got an earful this morning. And so thanks once again. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that, guy. Keep listening. I'm going to keep working. I'll try to get better, right? I'm going to try to get better. But, you know, there's a reason that I, you know, obviously I don't drink because I don't want any of the physical issues that come along in my life when I get into the bottle, right? I don't want to, you know, I've said it 100 times, right? I was a drunk driver. Number one thing I wanted to check off my list was being a drunk driver. Please remove that from my life. And that happened right away. And then obviously, you know, my health and my career and my education, all of these things I wanted to improve. And I slowly over time, you know, while staying sober, right, while working a program, while going to meetings, while working with the sponsor, I could slowly check a few of these things off, right? Get back into school, improve my education, right? I did that. Improve my career. I got a better job due to the better education. Improve my health, right? Just putting down the drugs and alcohol, you know, put me on the right path at least. Now, I had to follow it, you know, started going to a gym, doing some spinning classes, hanging out with people, like-minded people, right, that are, you know, my buddy Jimmy Kay, he was always, you know, him and I are both sober, but we've always ran together and we walked together and we've gone to the gym together. And so I found someone to try to help myself with my own health, right, and try to improve that thing. And so there were some big milestones in my life that I wanted to check off early on after putting down the bottle. And I did, right? Start working a step program and start learning about things and exposing some things that we didn't realize. And you know, I did all that. And then to find myself really lost at the other end of the, at the end of the tunnel of all of that, and then picking up a drink, right? And then finally coming back into a program and trying to do this all over again with a different perspective. And having done it, right? Celebrated 15 years, right? I've done this for 15 years, sober, free of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, it's these things, right? It's a comment, right? Somebody has to comment about something I say. First of all, boom, my feelings get hurt, right? Right. Now you've sort of poked self. Self's like, oh, let's find this motherfucker. Let's go get this guy. And to be honest, that's, you know, this is the part, this is the list of things that I didn't have any awareness of, right? I didn't realize these are all the things that slowly became exposed through doing these steps. Really, what is my real problem? Self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. And you know, self doesn't like that. Self doesn't like to be called out. Now listen, the comments that this guy had, I don't know if they're right or wrong. You know, it's basically talking about the podcast I did yesterday and some of the things that I said, and anonymity and different stuff like that. It's an open topic, right? And I get it. And I've thought about it, right? I think about it all the time. But, you know, the reality is when a person like myself becomes sober and serene, right, there's a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I can't change what he says, right? The courage to change the things I can. And that means for me to know that, listen, I'm not a piece of garbage, right? If I am going to step into the light and take this on, you know, I want to be aware that, you know, I'm pretty good in my position, right? And the wisdom to know the difference, right? And the wisdom to know the difference. And the wisdom that I have today is that there is nothing I can do about somebody sending comments. This is the world you get into when you try to do stuff like this. Right. If you want to have a podcast, you have to have people listen. If you're going to have people listen, some aren't going to like it. Right. And if they don't like it, some are going to tell you. Right. And so I have already have to know that and be prepared that when it does happen, like it did, that I have to just, you know, recognize this is just a person's opinion. Maybe he's an alcoholic. You know, maybe he has a problem. I mean, I can tell you this, if he doesn't have a problem and he continues to listen to the podcast, he's probably got some other problem, right? Like, I remember being in this sort of life. I remember when I was, before I got sober, right? I hated everybody. And I say that sort of jokingly, right? But I always had a problem with it, everybody. You know, my boss, the people I worked with. I remember driving a golf cart down the golf course and looking at, you know, looking at a group of guys that I work with thinking, they're talking shit about me, right? Those fucking assholes are talking shit about me. they didn't even care, right? But this is how freaking toxic I was. I was so sad inside that I'm like, everybody must hate me. And due to the fact they hate me, I hate them back, right? And so that was my position. I didn't like anything. You know, all I saw was the glass was half empty. I couldn't see anything positive. I couldn't see the half full of side of anything. And that's how I existed. And one of the cool things for me, at least, is going through this experience about putting down the drink and working with a program and working with other people and learning about myself, is I don't have to live like that today. I don't have to be that way. I don't have to. It's a gift, right? Some people don't have this gift. I don't have to attack somebody, right? And there are so many potential people to attack out there now, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube. Those three things right there alone is, you know, a lot, right? And I look at a lot of stuff on Instagram and I see people doing stuff. And I, you know, one of the things that that I've noticed or I hear of people doing is, you know, well, you know, they have this weight loss drug, right? It was Ozempic, whatever it is. But there's a lot of people out there that are taking it, right? And they're losing weight. But at the same time, they are acting like they're working a workout program and trying to inspire people. I think it's great. Do whatever you want. But, you know, could they be a little more forthcoming about the fact that they're also taking a weight loss drug? Maybe. But do I have to say something about it on their Instagram? I do not. Right. That's just an example. To each his own, right? But there was a time I sort of wanted to say, hey, man, are you taking Ozempic? Because, you know, you're losing a lot of weight and it would be fair to let everybody know that that's what you're doing. And then I stopped my thumbs, right? I just stopped. I'm like, what's your point? What's the matter with you? Why do you want to do that? And I think there's a part of me, at least, that likes to be just a bit of an asshole, right? Just wants to be, just call people out on their shit anonymously, right? I just want to poke somebody and not feel the repercussions from it. And, you know, the one thing is I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And listen, if someone's helping somebody lose weight, great, right? People love to point out how I've said it, right? I love to point out how fat this country is getting, right? Including myself. I struggle with weight as well. I could lose 5 or 10 pounds right now. But, you know, we love to point it out. But when people start working at it or start getting better, we don't like to point that out. Like, we don't want to, you know, they're actually doing stuff. So it's a sickness that I have inside. But the program has taught me that I don't need to comment about it, right? And I didn't just comment about it so I could comment about it. I just wanted to give an example, right? I think there's many things that we see that people, because it's usually based on what I'm not getting in my life. What am I not getting? And, you know, it's like it's the same old Mr. Jones, right? I hate Mr. Jones. I've said this story many times, so forgive me, but I hate Mr. Jones. And the guy's like, why? And he goes, I don't know. I just hate him. And, you know, but when you did a 4-step on it and you realize that, you know, Mr. Jones had a nicer car, Mr. Jones had a better house, and Mr. Jones had a prettier wife. These were all things that really was the reason that he hated him. But then you have to start figuring out what part we played that got us in the position to where we are at, right? And if it was for me, it was I didn't take my education seriously early on, right? And that was just a tough starting point, right? And I chose drugs and alcohol and having fun and partying and girls and all that other stuff. And then when all of that stuff kind of faded out and all that was left was me, you know, I had to take a look and be like, shit, I have nothing, right? I wasted all that damn time, but I made that choice, right? And so instead of hating Mr. Jones, you can hate yourself, right? I hate myself for what I've done. But the idea is hopefully we learn to forgive ourselves a little bit, right? Move on, right? It is what it is, and we move on. But, you know, that's why one of the great things for me about being sober is that I don't have to be this way. And I guess this guy just, I don't know, right? I really, it bums me out that someone even doesn't like it, right? Because, I feel like it's pretty vanilla, right? I always say, listen, you got to do what you got to do. Work with somebody. Work with the sponsor. Read the books, right? Learn on your own. Please, I'm not the teacher. I'm just a guy sharing my stupid story, right? But find people that you can work with to help you get to the place that you want to get, right? And that, over time, we realize there's more to just not drinking, right? It's this place where we get where we don't have to comment, or we don't have to get in an argument, or we don't have to be right. Right. This, I mean, every day of my life, I have situations that come up where I inside want to be right. And also on the inside, I know that it's not important that I'm right. Right. With clients, I work with clients all the time that have conversations, especially political ones. And they'll say things and I'm like, oh, you are wrong. You are so wrong. But I say it in my head. I don't have to say it out loud because I can think it through. Right. I can think it through. And the reality is I have to have clients to have a career. Right. So we refrain, right, from pen and tongue. And that's what one of the comments is like, you don't refrain from pen and tongue. And yeah, I guess he's right. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, I'm trying to do the best I can, I guess. I'm trying to have fun. I like podcasting. I like sitting down and chatting some thoughts, throwing a song into it that I really enjoy, and putting it out for people to listen to. I also like the idea that if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it, right? This isn't a stream directly into your phone and that you have to listen to that's mandatory. I remember when, I forget what year it was, that the Apple iPhone came out with they had automatically put the new U2 album on it. And I remember how pissed people were because they were forced to listen to it. It was already built into the phone. And this podcast isn't like that. And I said to him, just don't listen then. If it bugs you so much, don't listen. And to me, that's what recovery is, right? This is so far out of the realm of having a drink, right? But this is about having peace. And I don't know. I hope nobody gets offended by this podcast. I try to keep it easy, keep it light. But this is why I'm sober today, to, you know, not only drink, but to, you know, just try to keep my life chill. And when stuff like this comes along, hopefully I know how to handle it. Because there's a list of ideas that I had when I started to read the text and the comments, the attack on me, right? Because this guy attacks me all the time. He calls me a piece of shit quite a bit. And I come up with, you know, old Tom, right? Old Tom would have tried to come up with a plan, right? Some big plan that I would have never done, right? You know, I'm always, you know, I'm a tough guy when it comes to my plans in my mind, but when it comes to actual face-to-face confrontation, that guy is not the same guy that had the plan, right? And so there's always this self-centered dark side of me that's like, yes, let's get him. But then reality today is like, hey, you don't get anybody, right? You're not attacking anybody. Let's just calm the hell down. And, I wish this guy would say, hey, you know, if this is what you're doing, how does this work with this, right? Or if you're talking about this, how would this work with this? But it's just pointing out my stupidity, right? And that comes with the territory. So if I've offended anybody on this podcast, I do apologize. It's not what I want to do. I'm trying to have fun. And just stay sober, right? Just stay sober, because in the end, that is what is most important. And, you know, I've had people come up to me that aren't even publicly alcoholic, right? I've had people come up to me that, for the most part, I think aren't alcoholic at all, and that tell me that they enjoy the podcast. So I think that I hope that some of the things that I talk about can be used in different ways, even if you're not an alcoholic, right? These are still, you know, all this shit that comes up in my life, most of it doesn't involve drinking. None of it involves drinking, in fact, at this point in my life. These comments aren't because I drank too much and said something, right? These comments aren't because I took too many drugs and did something, right? These comments are because I sat down in front of a microphone for 30 minutes and did a podcast, hopefully on recovery. And also I talked about paddling, right? And the stuff that I talked about in paddling is important. It's a situation that comes up for me in paddling, but I think that these sort of situations happen in all of our lives, right? In many situations, right? When you have situations that come up where there aren't a lot of rules in place and it's sort of free and loose, problems arise, right? It doesn't have to be paddling. Listen, I love paddling, and I actually talked to somebody about it, and actually the person that was agreeing, right? If I'm bringing up something about the group and this sort of thing that we do, it's not because I don't like paddling. It's because I absolutely love paddling. And there are times where I get frustrated from the lack of some of the things that we don't have in our group that makes me not want to do it. And I don't want to have that happen, right? And if it's me getting frustrated, I know there's other people, right? But I think that's part of a new group, right? And so we'll get through it. Listen, if we don't get through it and someone gets offended, then I get thrown out, and that's good too. Throw me out and I'll move on. But I don't think that's going to happen because we all love paddling, right? And with any new group, we'll work through it. Listen, even like you take a program like, you know, a recovery program, it didn't just start off perfectly, right? It took time, and you build things in place, and you add things, and you learn, and you adjust, and you try to keep implementing more principles, right? So that, you know, my buddy Matt, who died, he had a lot of principles in his business. You know, he owned restaurants, and he had a lot of principles in place, right? Because no principles and the personalities get out of control. And he had a lot of principles, and a lot of people didn't like the principles. You know, I think, I sort of forget now, but you couldn't like smoke on the premises. You couldn't, I think you could have one after work drink, one shift drink, and then you had to get off the property, right? You couldn't hang out and drink in the bar after work, right? He had a lot of rules, a lot of principles in place, because if they aren't in place, then personalities start thinking, and then things get crazy, right? My uncle used to have a restaurant. And he said, you know, if I didn't sit in that bar, the place would drink me out of house and home. They would drink all his booze and not pay. And, you know, it's a tough deal. So principles have to be in place to have success. And today, you know, Matt's gone. You know, we miss you, Matt. But his business continues on, and it is very successful. Right, because of these same principles that he put in place and that are still in place, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure they're not allowing employees to have railed to drink all night in the bar. You know, they're not. You're not allowed to smoke on the property. There was a lot of rules, and I'm sure they're still in place because that in turn creates success. And so when you talk about it, and this guy brought it up, you know, yelled at me for I don't even know. I'm not going to read it, but you know, that's my point. Right, I want to see this club have a ton of success. I want to see it keep going on generation and generation, you know, through the years and getting better, right? And so we will eventually have to figure out some principles for the club, or somebody will, or it's just going to struggle, right? And that's my point. I love this place. I love this club, and I love the coach, and he knows that. They don't even listen to this podcast, so it doesn't really even matter. But, you know, to move forward, hopefully we'll have some things. And honestly, it's not even a big deal. It's just, you know, when we get done, I think we should just chat about what we just did and try to be better. But anyway, that's what's going on, man. I'm just grateful to be sober. And hopefully anything that I say on this podcast is hopefully from the heart, right? I don't want to badmouth anybody, I'm sure, except I'm badmouthing the guy that made the comments. But listen, man, I don't want to be enemies. I the worst part is through the comments, I guess me and him are enemies, right? And I don't want an enemy, right? I want friends. My life is about having friends and great relationships and positive relationships. And now I feel like I have an enemy. Like this guy literally does not like me, never met me. We've never met. I've never met him. And due to this sort of situation, I'm starting to go down this path where I don't like him and I don't want to, right? I looked up his stuff. He looks like he was trying to do a podcast. Listen, I love it. Do your podcast. I'll support it, right? Let me hear it. I'm with you. I think we all need to support one another, right? We are slowly splitting up, right? And we're all getting separated from ourselves and we can't have conversations. And you know, this ability to badmouth one another without having any repercussions is, you know, it's sort of chicken shit. But if that's where we're headed now, where are we going to be headed in 10 or 20 years, right? It's just, somebody can't stop and say, stop everybody and say, stop it. Guys, this isn't like daycare, right? We as adults have to make better choices. And commenting, you know, if this guy doesn't like what I'm saying, you know, give me some examples, right, of how I could be better. You know, hey, man, I don't know if you really thought about that when you said that. This might be a better way of saying it. Help me help people if I can, right? Let my experience, you know, teach me. Tom, you are doing this and you are doing it wrong and this might be a better way. What do you think? And I'd say, hey, okay, let me think about that. Or, you know, but let's work together instead of, you know, creating separation between one another, because I don't want to dislike this guy. I think him and I would be friends. I mean, why wouldn't we be? I am, I hope I'm a nice person. All right, let's, maybe we can do a quick daily reflections, and then I'm going to get out of here and start my year with doing nothing. I'm going to kick it today. All right, I am a miracle. January 1st. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. He has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. Yeah, man. I need God. I need God in my life. I cannot do this alone. Absolutely. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 25. This truly is a fact in my life today and a real miracle. I always believed in God but could never put that belief meaningfully into my life. Today, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, I now trust and rely on God. As I understand Him, I am sober today because of that. Learning to trust and rely on God was something I could never have done alone. I now believe in miracles because I am one. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day, is that it was hard to have a relationship early on with God in this program because I didn't really know what that was, right? I forced it. As a self-centered position, trying to force a relationship with God is a lot different than a humble position. And early on in my life, I remember trying to force this relationship, searching, closing my eyes, searching for God. And because I wanted something, right? Self wants something out of this. That's how self, at least for me, has always been. If self's looking, self's wanting. And self would look, and we couldn't find, because I can't find humility when self is the motivator. Right, they don't work together, right? And so I had to step away from God for many years, and when I finally came into a program and started to understand, and sort of gave up, right? It's sort of the first thing we have to do is identify. I had to identify that I am that's so selfish, right? And I had to surrender that, and when I could start to surrender that and start to remove that self, I started to find a relationship with God and start to redefine what a relationship with God, for me at least, is, right? I watch a lot of YouTube. I love podcasts, right? I love, you know, big fan of Joe Rogan. There's another guy, Danny. I don't know what his last name is. Check him out. He's a lot like Joe was back, you know, maybe 4 years, 5 years ago. You know, Joe used to have a lot of the UFO and, you know, different interesting things on, and he still has interesting things, but you know, when you do thousands of podcasts, you sort of talk to everybody. But this guy Danny has had a couple guys on, and this guy that he's had on recently has talked about how, you know, he believes that aliens, right, and God are sort of the same thing. It's this one and the same, and he talks about, you know, remove fear from your life and you find God and you find these spiritual beings. And it's just, you know, I hear things that I've said that I've learned just through experiencing, and then I hear people talk about it, and I'm like, oh, shit, you mean you already knew that, right? I didn't realize, you know, God is life without fear, right, at least for some people, right? Love is life without fear. Remove fear from your life, and the byproduct is this spiritual place, according to other people, right? I've heard it, and that's, but I feel that, right? I've experienced that. But I just always thought God was a big giant dude that sat in a chair in the clouds and just answered our prayers. And it isn't, at least for me, it isn't. You know, it is God for me is a byproduct of removing fear. And that's what this program has taught me, is to remove the fear out of your life. Yeah. Thanks for letting me do the podcast. If I've upset that, 302, whatever he is, I'm sorry. Apologize. I'll do better. I really will try to do better. I don't really know how, but I'm going to be better. I hope everyone has a great day, and we will catch you later.